So we're down here at Lexington Fayette County Detention Center with Larry Walters. Is that your name?
Correct.
Okay. Before we get into the interview, I have to go over this administrative form.
What, sir?
Before we continue with the interview, I have to go over this administrative form, ask you several questions and things like that. What's your home address, sir? Do you have a home telephone number? Cell phone is fine. That's your wife's number?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You all right?
Yeah, I'll make it.
Okay.
My shoulder's dislocated.
Oh, it is?
I had surgery on it the other day.
Okay. What's your date of birth? And you are married?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any type of... Any type of mental impairments?
I didn't think so.
Okay. But right now your shoulder's messed up.
Yeah, my shoulder's killed.
What happened to it?
I had surgery on it, and I asked, I let the rest of the officers, I told them, I just had this thing fixed. And,
okay.
It's a little bit rough. Popped it out.
Yeah. What's your highest level of education?
I had a couple of years of trade school.
Okay. You graduated high school, though, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you on any type of medication? What did you say? Today is 12th?
Yeah.
All right, so 11th. Took it at 7 a.m. on the 11th. Have you had any alcohol? I have to ask this. Have you had any alcohol or drugs today?
Today?
Yeah. No. Okay. Are you working anywhere?
I'm retired.
Okay. Where'd you retire from?
Melanie Crott in Paris.
What kind of business?
Chemicals.
Chemicals? Okay. So, before we continue, have you ever heard of your Miranda rights?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to read them to you, okay? I'm a police officer. You have the right to remain silent. You do not have to make any statement or answer any questions. Any statement you do make or any question you do answer may be repeated at any later hearing or trial, whether it be for you or against you or for or against another person. If you decide to make a statement or answer any questions, you need to know that if you... change your mind, you have the right to stop giving your statement, okay, or answering any questions at any time. You have the right to speak with a lawyer before making any statement or answering any questions, and you have the right to have a lawyer here with you during any questioning. If you cannot afford to hire a lawyer, one will be appointed to you. Do you understand your rights?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, obviously there was an incident yesterday.
There was a?
There was an incident at, I think it's called Seven's Bar. Uncle Seven's, the bar. Okay, so.
Current time?
Yeah.
It's 9:25.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay. So, do you remember being there yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. And how long were you there before the altercation took place?
Oh, half hour.
Half hour. Do you remember about what time you got there?
Not really, just afternoon.
Okay. Okay, so you got there in the afternoon hours. Did you go by yourself?
Yeah, go by.
Were you by yourself?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And where were, when you were there, did you sit at the same place the whole time?
I think so.
Okay. And where were you sitting inside the bar? Were you
at the bar.
Okay, you were at the bar. I've never been inside there, so I wasn't sure if there was like table seats or something like that. Okay. And so while you're there, do you see anybody you know or anything like that? No? Okay. Well, tell me what happens next from your memory. Tell me everything from your memory what happens as you're sitting at the bar.
I don't remember anything.
Okay.
I remember going there. I remember going there.
Okay. Do you remember talking to anybody?
Yeah, just shooting a bull, you know.
Yeah. Was it a male or female that you were talking to?
Two guys.
Okay. Do you remember getting...
There was a lady down at the...
Okay. Did you talk to her at all?
Maybe. I don't think so. But.
Okay. When you're there, do you not recall any type of altercation that you got into? Like an argument?
No, sir.
Okay.
That ain't like me. I just don't argue.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Yesterday when you went to the bar, you can remember stuff before the bar, correct?
I can.
You recall things that happened before you got to the bar, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So do you remember being armed with a firearm?
Do I remember?
Do you remember having a gun on you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Always do.
What kind of gun is it?
It's a Paraordnance 45.
Okay. A Paraordnance 45?
Paraordnance.
Okay. How old is that gun?
Oh, probably 20.
About 20 years old? Okay. Do you routinely carry it on you?
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you usually carry it?
On the shoulder holster.
Okay. Do you remember having the shoulder holster on yesterday?
I had it on.
Okay. Is it just the one firearm that you...
A couple of days. A couple of times.
Okay.
Yeah, just the one.
Is there a reason why you carry it at the bar?
I'm a free citizen of the United States.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, that's fine. I wasn't sure if there would have been trouble whenever you went there in the past or anything like that.
This is the only trouble I've ever been in. I don't remember Dick.
Okay.
I don't remember nothing.
Okay. So you had the Paraordnance 45. You said that you were talking to two guys, but you don't remember much else?
Don't remember anything else.
Okay. What's the last thing that you do remember?
Pulling down my street. And all the cops in the world were there.
Okay.
Well, I didn't know what was going on.
Did they let you know what trouble you were in?
I suppose, it wasn't too hard to figure out. I didn't know what I'd done, because I don't hear good, but I didn't even think it was me. I'm the neighborhood watch. I had Officer Asbury. We had a young fellow going through cars a couple of springs ago. Yeah, I try to look out for my neighbors.
Yeah. How often do you go to that bar? Is that
that's first time in, since we moved back to Lexington in 06.
Okay.
So what made you go to that bar?
Sir?
So what made you go back to that bar if that's the first time you've been?
I don't know. We just went in there. It used to be a lesbian bar. And I noticed it when I went up to the Brooklyn Pizza, that I noticed the signs changed and everything. I just thought, go in and see what's what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Curious.
What kind of vehicle do you drive?
'02 Ford Ranger.
Okay. What color is it?
Black.
Do you know the license plate number?
No.
No? Were you aware that you shot someone yesterday?
Shot somebody.
Two people.
No, sir.
Yeah.
No, sir, I didn't. No, sir, I didn't know that.
Okay.
Are they all right?
Well, one of them died.
Holy shit.
One of them died overnight. So it's very important to really think, and I know that. Would you?
One of them died.
Do you remember how much you drank yesterday?
I had two shots at Post 8.
What is that?
I had two over there.
What's Post 8? Is that bourbon?
American Legion.
I don't.
Somebody died.
Yeah.
So the alcohol that you were drinking, you said you had two shots of Post 8.
Yeah.
Where at? Did you have that at the bar?
Yeah.
At Sevens.
Is that the only alcohol you had at Uncle Seven?
Oh, sir, I have probably two more shots through the day.
So two more shots of Post 8, or was it something else?
Apartment.
So you said you had two shots of Post 8. What else did you? What
probably
other?
Six total.
Shots of Post 8?
No, daily total.
Okay.
Six.
How many shots do you recall drinking at the bar?
Two at that little dive joint, two at Post 8.
Okay, I'm help me out here because I'm a little confused. When you were at Uncle Seven's, you said you had two shots of Post 8?
I had, earlier in the day, I had two shots at Post 8 when I got my shoulder down. I can't believe I killed somebody.
Okay, earlier in the day, where were you at when you had the two shots of Post 8?
I see, at about noon, I rolled over to, got my shoulder fixed, went over to Post 8, had two shots, went home, had about another two shots.
Shots at the house?
Yeah.
Do you remember what kind of alcohol it was?
Yeah, it's bourbon.
Okay, was the shots at Post 8 bourbon as well?
Yep.
What kind of bourbon was it, you remember?
Ancient Age. I'm in some deep shit, ain't I?
Well, I'm going to talk to you about that. Right now, I'd just like to get you, you know, the, all the amounts of alcohol that you had.
So you said that you had six total shots.
Yeah.
So I'm only counting four. Two shots at post eight around noon.
Yeah.
And then
two at that little bar and two at my house.
Okay.
Two, four, six.
Did you drink any beer in between that?
Can't drink beer.
Let me ask you this. When you went to look at your shoulder, did you take any pain medication? When you went to have your shoulder looked at around noon yesterday, after you left there, did you take any medication?
I've been getting treatments for it for 3 months. And I got a treatment at 10 o'clock. No medicine, just went, got my treatment, went to post eight, went home.
So was it physical therapy treatment, or?
You're supposed to go there tomorrow morning.
Okay. Well, I'm asking is, did you take any type of narcotics to help with the pain or anything?
I don't do any of that stuff.
So you only had six total shots yesterday?
I'd say that's it.
That's what you can remember, right?
I had two at that little bar. If I had three at that little bar, I don't remember. But I had, up to that point, I had four.
Do you remember when you were over at Uncle Seven's? Did you pay by credit card?
Cash.
Cash. Okay.
Who died? Was it that old dude or that woman or?
I mean, that's why I'm trying to get to the point where I'm asking if you can recall. It's very important that you recall everything that happened.
I didn't hear you.
I said that's why I'm asking you. We're asking you about everything that you can recall. You know. Do you remember getting into an argument?
I don't remember anything.
Okay.
Okay, so let me ask you. You just asked on who died, right? Okay, and then you made a statement that old dude.
There was an old fellow, not old, about my age, sitting there.
Sitting where at?
On my left. Another fellow here. I kind of liked him.
Mm-hmm. Or I'm just listening. So you said that the old dude who was about your age was sitting on your left. Okay, then there was another guy that was sitting on your right. And so where was the female at? So where was she sitting at?
She was sitting down at the end, all the way out on the left. She didn't get hurt, did she?
Well, do you remember talking to her at all?
Other than, I always say hello to people.
Yeah.
I don't remember having a big conversation.
Okay.
Jeez. I can't believe somebody died.
So can you, describe that the old dude that was sitting next to you? You remember what he looks like?
A fight?
No, do you remember what the old dude looks like, the one that was sitting to your left? You remember what he looks like?
Not really.
I mean, because he was sitting right there.
Yeah, he had gray hair, long gray hair. Kind of pulled back. Man, you hear about this kind of stuff, but I never thought it'd be me. I never thought it'd be me.
Do you know what your social is? What's your social security number?
I can't believe this. This is a bad dream.
So you're telling us that you don't remember anything about an altercation, an argument between one of the gentlemen in there?
It's not like I don't argue. You know, if it gets like that, I'll leave. I'm not a argue kind of guy. Wouldn't be like me to do that. Wouldn't be like me to shoot somebody either.
And the officers didn't tell you what you were being... I mean, surely they told you that you were being charged yesterday, what you were being charged with, but they said that you were kind of manifestly on the influence of alcohol. Do you remember them telling you that?
Last night, somebody was telling me I had a bunch of charges, but I didn't understand. I couldn't really hear, and then you told me that, man.
Well, let me ask you this. How much do you drink?
I drink a little almost every day.
Okay.
I drink about a half pint every 2 days.
So let me ask you this. In your opinion, based upon how much you drink fairly often, it sounds like. 6 shots of bourbon, enough to get you into a drunk state? Or do you think that you probably drank more? That's the only amount you can remember.
So,
well, I'm asking, you know, does 6 shots usually get you to the point where you would be drunk?
Well, I haven't had 6 shots of bourbon in 20 years.
Yeah.
I just...
Is there any reason why you drank that much yesterday?
I don't know.
I mean, there's something going on in your life that's causing a lot of stress?
Must be. Gonna be a lot more now.
Well, Mr. Walters,
yes, sir.
Because someone died, I'm going to place a charge of murder on you, okay? So you're going to be charged with murder as well. There were 2 people shot, one of them still alive. But I wanted to let you know that that's the charge being placed on you, okay? It's an unfortunate situation.
Don't even remember firing the shot.
Yeah. Well, we had talked to the guy that you shot before he passed away, and he remembered the altercation. And
was a fellow.
Well, yeah. And
it was that fellow that was sitting next to you right here. That was sitting
the old guy
to your left. So. Let me ask you a couple of other questions. You say that you don't remember too much at the bar. You don't remember the altercation, but you say that you remembered the police, like your encounter with the police. Out in front of the house.
Yeah.
So where were you at?
Front of God, the neighbors, and everybody.
So were you outside of your truck, or were you inside of your truck? Do you remember?
I came down the street, and I was wondering, what the shit? And then I pull up the house. Nice young fella yanked me out of the truck.
So what after that?
Tore my shoulder up, threw me in a paddy wagon, and here I am.
Okay. So where was your gun at that time? Because you say that you always carry your gun and that you had it.
I don't know where it is.
No, so where was it?
I don't remember. I don't know if I reholstered it or... I don't know. I don't have a clue.
Okay.
Did y'all find it?
Yeah.
Where was it?
Well, I was just trying to ask you on if you remembered on where it was at.
Was it in the truck?
Well, I wasn't there in front of your house, so I'm not exactly for sure where they got the gun from.
Man. I killed somebody. Murder. I didn't believe in this.
Do you have any questions for us, sir?
Sir?
Do you have any questions for us?
No, just what's next?
So the next thing is you'll be arraigned at 13 or at 1 p.m. today. And then so they usually do a video where you're talking to the judge, and then within 2 weeks you'll have what's called felony preliminary hearing. But after you are arraigned, if you can't afford to hire a lawyer, then the public advocate's office, they'll assign you an attorney for your case.
Killed somebody. Some bitch.
Oh, we're gonna step out now. We're gonna let you get back to wherever it is you need to go. So if you don't have any questions, okay?